Hello, good evening, and thank you so much for taking the time to hear about the wealth mindset. I think this is a very important topic that a lot of believers do not want to hear, but I think it's really important that as you move forward in your business, as you gain clarity, as you find out what your niche is, as you gain the confidence to continue to do what you know you're called to do and the courage to move forward, I believe the wealth mindset is really important. So I'm going to take a few minutes of your time just to give you a brief understanding about God's system of wealth. And so I'm going to give you 8 keys to God's system of wealth. And I think it's really, really powerful. One of the things that has helped me as an entrepreneur is really healing my mind when it comes to money. I don't know about you, but growing up in an environment at home where money was scarce. Okay. And so you can learn to develop a scarcity mindset that isn't good for you as an entrepreneur, because God wants you to be wealthy. He wants you to be able to prosper, and he wants you to be a blessing to other people. So money answers all things, right? Money answers everything. The first reaction to that statement by many Christians would be to claim that it's carnal, it's selfish, it's outside of biblical values. Yet it is a direct quote of scripture from Ecclesiastes 10:19. Money is an essential thing in this life. So to desire money is not selfish. It's necessary. Even if all you want to do is walk the streets evangelizing, which doesn't take a lot of money, you still need provision for food, for clothing, for shelter. You still need money. God wants you to have money for 3 fundamental reasons. All right, for 3 fundamental reasons, and I'm going to share those 3 fundamental reasons with you. So, to fund kingdom work. The first fundamental reason is to fund kingdom work, to go into all the world and to preach the gospel. That takes money, right? So the first one, to fund kingdom work, to go into all the world and preach the gospel, and that takes money. All right, so number 2, to provide well for your own household. That's your job, not your family's or the government's. God has called you to work to provide for yourself. Remember the scripture. He gave you the power to get wealth. You got to remember that. He gave you the power. The dunamis power. Dunamis is power. So that's another Hebrew word for power, is dunamis. He gave you the power to get wealth. He gave you the power to create. So the second reason is to provide wealth for your own household. That's your job, not your families or the governments. Okay. Fundamental number 3 is to subdue the earth, to have dominion on the earth. We should be controlling most of the resources. For example, if you don't like the immorality post and stuff outside of your office, then guess what? Create your own billboard so that you can share a message of the gospel. And that's what money will do. It will allow you to overcome some of the things that the enemy is placing out there. Money allows you to not be controlled by it, but you control it. That's how it's supposed to be. You tell money what to do. It should never tell you what to do. And a lot of times in families and situations, we are allowing money to be our master, but not today. We are canceling the assignment of poverty and lack and scarcity on our minds today, and we are believing that God wants us to be wealthy. And so today I want you to declare, and I want you to go ahead and receive, that God wants you to be wealthy. It is not selfish. It is okay, because I don't want you rejecting money. I want you to know that money belongs to you, and it's okay to want it. The root of all evil isn't the root of all evil. Money is not the root of all evil, okay? When you put money over everything else, that is the root. Your selfish desires, the reason why you want it, that can be the root of the evil. But if you want to do good and you have a heart for God, it is okay to have money. And I'm gonna tell you, for me, I could care less. I've had some bad teachings when it came to money. I will no longer sit under that ever again. God wants me to be wealthy, and I live wealthy, and I will continue to live wealthy. That's what my life is. That's what it will be. And that's just the end of that. Okay. And I want you to take the exact same approach to this. Okay. So denominations that claim we should not discuss money are often those who members are also like, you work 80 hours a week to earn every dollar that you can. So when you really think about it, think about the people who work, who always say it's not about money. They're the ones that really are working all these hours just to make money, the money that you say that we're not supposed to have. And I think that is incorrect. Okay. And so on the other hand, many people in faith in faith camp are waiting for, you know, publishing clearinghouse to show up on their doorstep rather than focusing on spiritual role work plays in the manifestation of God's blessing. Okay, so walk by faith and know this: God is your sole source, and my God shall supply all of your needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. That's Philippians 4:19. So the idea is simple, yet it takes a lot of spiritual work to get to the place where you let God be your sole source of supply. So I don't want you to look at it as if I need to go out and get something. I need you to remember what Matthew 6:33, seek ye first the kingdom of God. You seek God. He is your source. Nothing else outside of that is your source. Your job is not your source. God provided the job. He is the source to that job. Okay. He is the source. Your job isn't your source. Your whatever other checks or income, your business isn't your source. God is your source. When you have that, when everything else falls, you still have everything standing. And I see people who, when they lose their jobs, they feel like they've lost everything. No fears there. Drop the fears. And one of the biggest fears I see is entrepreneurs leaving their job and they're so fearful. What if I don't have enough money? Now, I'm not telling you to not use wisdom and just walk away. I did that, right? I just walked away and God provided. But I had to grab the mindset that God is my source and to know that he is the one that provides for me. So the Bible says if someone won't work, he shouldn't eat. Right? And God is the creator of work. However, he never intended for us to put our faith and our hope in our labor alone. He also does not intend for you to turn anything else into your source. Not your family, not your credit cards, not the government, not your job, not any of those things. He is your source of supply. So what does he supply? He supplies everything you need to thrive. The power to produce wealth, the abilities of any kind, the blessings that produce wealth. Okay, so think about it. The Bible does not say God makes you wealthy. It says he will give you the power to produce the wealth, which is what you're doing. If you're in my class right now, you have the power to get wealth, and you're recognizing that. That means he will always give you something to put your hands to, anoint your ability, and to bring the blessings on the scene when you are obedient to his commands. Okay, I think this is amazing. I think that you all are well on your way to healing your mind when it comes to your finances. So number two, business is the only system that creates wealth. Engage in business until I come. Luke 19:13. Christians tend to want the wealth transfer spoken in Proverbs 13:22 to be an event. But God's system is an ongoing system, a continual flow of wealth into the hands of the righteous. Business is that system. That doesn't mean that every person is called to own a business, but each of us will engage in business in one form or another, whether it be our jobs, in our purchases, in our investments, those type of things. Business is the exchange of goods or services for profit or economic gain. When you are employed, you are selling your services. That makes you part of the system. However, don't discount the idea that you may be called to own or manage a business in some way. So I want you to receive that too. And if you're following me, 9 times out of 10, you own a business or you want to. So as Christians, we are called to take dominion, and a business is a powerful place of influence in this world that should be dominated by the righteous. Another way we participate in God's system of business is by acting as patrons. When you give your money to a business, you are transferring wealth from the kingdom of light to whatever that business stands for. If you own a business, you are bringing money from the sinner into the realm of the righteousness. Then there is an interaction with a business that each of us has almost every single day. That way in which we treat another man's business, his system of wealth creation, will determine the success you see in your own wealth. So guess what that says? You need to invest in yourself. Invest in yourself. So if you need a coach, invest. If you see a program that will help you to get your business up and running a little bit better, invest. Because when you invest in something that's going to make the kingdom, that's going to share the kingdom with people, you need to invest. All right. Luke 16:12 says, if you have not been faithful in what is another man's, who will give you what is in your own? Let me read that again to you. Luke 16. It says, if you have not been faithful in what is another man's, who will give you what is your own? For example, when you go to a fast food restaurant, if you take a handful of sauce and then dump most of it in the trash, you are mistreating someone else's system for creating wealth. When you rent a hotel room or a car, the way you treat what belongs to someone else and their ability to create wealth will impact your ability to receive God's supernatural intervention in your own efforts to generate wealth, okay? So the more we become fruitful in these sorts of things, the more we will prove ourselves worthy of the blessings of the Lord on the work of our hands, okay? So all business requires work. All hard work brings a profit. You heard of that scripture? That's Proverbs 14 and 23. You can go back and check these scriptures out. So that's Proverbs 14 and 23. All business requires work. Work is not a curse. It isn't toil. Yet so often we hear people complain about their jobs, how much they dread Mondays. That's because they haven't had a revelation that their work is more than a paycheck. Work was God's idea, which means it's a good idea. All right. Y'all ever heard me talk about God idea and good ideas? If not, you might want to check that out. All right. Go to my YouTube channel and go ahead and subscribe. If you have not, Making Faith Moves with Regina Green. I love for you to go ahead and check out some of my Bible studies. Anyway, that's a side note. God says that he will bless the works of your hands. That means you can expect much more than a natural return on your work. Proverbs 14 and 23 says, in all labor there is profit. And you know that he speaks of much more than a natural increase. He says, whatever you put your hands to will prosper and succeed when your heart is right and you are in obedience. His blessings on your work will send you further and faster than you could ever go on your own. So I want you to know that you cannot do this on your own. Matthew 6:33, seek ye first, all right? You'll find yourself promoted when you weren't expecting it, given a raise when you might not deserve it, and afforded opportunities most people only dream of. Hallelujah. Isn't that exciting? Okay. Number four, business is a promised land and proving ground. God tested Abraham. That's Genesis. If you go to Genesis 22 and 1, God tested Abraham. God tested Abraham. Okay. So Abraham was a wealthy man, but it was only through a time of proving and the resulting of blessing of the Lord that brought him into the promised land of prosperity. Business is to us today what the land was to Abraham. So business is today what the land was to Abraham back in the day. So it is our promised land and proving ground. Abraham first proved himself faithful. So also, we must prove faithful in work and business if we want to output wealth of work and business. So, and how do we do this? We do this by being faithful in the little things. Be faithful in how you handle your money, how you treat other people's businesses, and how you live. Number two, faithful in where you are now. If you work for a school, focus your efforts on the success of that school. If you work for a company, focus on that. Focus on the success. If you work for yourself, focus on the success of that. How can you serve your people? Focus on that. So dedicate yourself to excellence and being positive in the face of that. So for in success, you will find yours. All right. So faithful, even when working for unjust bosses, be faithful. Be faithful regardless. Know that you're not working for your boss. You're working for God. So you stand there in the face of that boss and you just stand your ground and know that this isn't the end. This is not where I'm going to end it at. This is where I'm going. So you see, when you do good work, you can name your worth. All right. So number four, faithful with another person's business. When you visit another business as a patron, you are visiting someone else's wealth creation. The way you treat that system will determine your own reward. So think about that. And number five is wealth transfers are always work related. A sinner's wealth is stored up for the righteous. Proverbs 13 and 22. Some Christians are waiting around for a miracle event, for money to simply fall into their laps out of nowhere. But God ordained wealth transfers are always work related. Remember the widow in 2 Kings 4, 1 through 7? She was backed in a financial corner with no way out. Her husband had died, leaving her alone with her two sons. She didn't have money, and the creditors were banging at her door, threatening to seize her two children and taking them as slaves. Her husband had revered the Lord, yet this debt was not miraculously canceled. Instead, the prophet Elijah provided her something she could put her hands to that would open the door for a supernatural wealth transfer, gathering and filling bottles with oil. When you have a financial need in your life, don't expect money to show up at your doorstep, which it can, okay? All things are possible with God, right? But the ability for God to bless you is connected to what you do, your work. Whether it be employed or any other work, expect to put your hands to something. Speak out loud. Thank you, God, that you will provide me opportunities to put my hand to work so that you will prosper me. That is how it works. So I want you to change your mindset when it comes to wealth. I want you to grab hold of this wealth mindset. Know that God wants you to be wealthy, and I want you to reclaim your territory. The Lord will make you the head and not the tail. That is Deuteronomy 28 and 13. I want you to go back and listen to this over and over again. Go to take these scriptures, write them down, meditate on them, get them in your heart. Deuteronomy 28 and 13, it says, the Lord will make you the head and not the tail. Christians seems to have become complacent in the area of taking possession, but the Bible is so clear. We ought to take territory and have dominion on the earth. That is why it's high time we as believers start expecting to claim more and more territory. It's time to repossess the lion. All right. So you might be thinking, well, right now I'm just a regular worker. I can't take any ground. I'm just a teacher. If you're a teacher, I'm not even a manager. I can't take any ground. So whatever your possession is, don't limit yourself. God never stays in the realm of possible. All right. Begin to pray that God will help you to take possession of your land. Then watch and see how he moves in a miraculous way. So I hope that this teaching has blessed you. I know that every single day there are wealth transfers events. All right. There are things that happens, and I want you to possess the land. All right. Possess the land. This is not an option. This is a necessity, and I want you to grab hold of it. If you have any questions, feel free to reach out to me. I thank you so much for taking the time to listen to this. Go ahead and write some notes. Go ahead and replay this over and over and over again, because I want you to know that God gave you the power to get wealth, and he wants you to be wealthy. And you know that by God, he operates by principles. And if you operate by principles and start giving and showing yourself up, showing up in excellence, I promise you that life will begin to change for you. So you're on the right track. Continue to change your mindset. It is a continual renewal of your mind. Thank you so much for listening, and I will chat with you later. Have a blessed day. Bye bye now.